Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It's fashion's biggest night. It's the night where every celebrity gets to walk the iconic steps and say, look, I'm hotter, richer, and more fashionable than all you peasants. It's the Met Gala, and the 2024 Met Gala will take place in May, and we finally know the theme and the co-chairs. The co-chairs are Bad Bunny, J-Lo, Chris Hemsworth, and Zendaya!
He's the best.
I know you saw her on stage yesterday at that Dune thingy.
Oh, the premiere. She was at the premiere of the Dune movie.
Wow.
Yes.
Damn.
That is a vintage Bulger, by the way.
She looks so good. If you're wondering why we're so excited, Zendaya has never looked bad ever.
No.
Zendaya, whoever her stylist is putting in the work, giving her incredible outfits. She always looks amazing. She's always the best dressed person on any red carpet.
She pushes the envelope and it works, like these stunning silhouettes, and just from hair to makeup to outfit. Like, she, at such a young age, I would consider her a fashion and style icon.
Now, her stylist is a legend, La Roche, and I'm interested to see how she's going to do at the Met Gala, because there have been rumors circling that they're retiring from the industry. So, and Zendaya is La Roche's biggest client.
Oh, really?
So I'm wondering if it's going to stick around or if things will be totally different for the Met Gala.
She also probably, arguably, is the best actress of this generation.
She's phenomenal.
She's so super talented.
So incredible.
What's our theme?
So the theme is the Garden of Time, which Vogue is describing as a celebration of clothing and fashion so fragile, it can never be worn again.
Oh, that was the dig at Kim Kardashian because of the Marilyn Monroe dress she wore.
Or do you think they're trying to justify it with it? Like, oh, you can wear something like that and it's okay if you can never wear it again.
I don't know.
So it's also calling back to a short...
Mo's face right now, by the way. Yeah. He is like, it's like he's watching a fashion tennis match and he has no flipping idea what is going on.
He's not sure what he's supposed to clap for. Yes. Doesn't know the rules of the game.
We talked about the Super Bowl all week.
I know. I'm on the door. I'm on me. Go ahead.
So I'm tired of hearing Travis Kelce drunk on a microphone. Let me have our clothing moment.
So it's calling back to a short story of the same title called The Garden of Time by somebody named J.G. Ballard. It came out in 1962. And it's about this garden taking place in a dystopian time, which has themes of fleeting youth and, you know, not being able to hold on to time. So we're going to see a lot of dystopian themes in people's outfits, a lot of floral elements, and I'm sure a lot of like wispy outfits of things that can never be worn again. Maybe Kim Kardashian will come back in Marilyn Monroe's dress again.
Gotcha. I'm so excited.
If this is Zendaya's last go with her stylist, you know she's going to go out with a bang. Like, they're going to leave no crumbs on the table.
I mean, when she showed up to the Met in that Cinderella dress and then her, you know, fairy...
That was La Roche.
That's La Roche?
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And, like, the wand, and then it started to glow, and I'm just like, oh, this is just... It's art. It is art.
And last night, was it the Dune premiere that she wore this like Power Rangers outfit, but it was all metallic and silver. And no, like if I walked out, like I would look like Mr. Egghead. But because she's Zendaya, she looks like she could defeat Thanos.
She's the sexiest C-3PO I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's funny.
My favorite comment about that outfit was, if you hadn't seen it, it doesn't have anything over the butt cheeks except like glass or plastic. Someone's like, so if she farts, does it just fog up?
You don't really have to watch what you're going to eat that day.
Yeah. I would so do that just to see it. Oh my God, that would be amazing. But yeah, that's a vintage peach piece from Mulgar. So they were comparing like the original model in Zendaya, and it's just, yeah, it's a piece of art.
It's amazing. All right, could you spend Valentine's Day with an ex? Because that's what Cardi B and Offset ended up doing. I have no idea what's going on with these two.
They're exes either. Now?
Yeah, well, because Cardi said that they were separated. Yeah,
it's like a day-to-day thing.
This is truly like, this is the definition of like the dating antichrist right here.
Yep.
Oh,
where
yeah.
It's such a toxic relationship, but you just can't get out of it. The gravitational pull is there until somebody does something so bad that you're like, I am done. I don't know what else this dude can do.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think he's maxed out at this point.
So she had said that they were separated and then they were sleeping together, but still separated. And they were photographed leaving Carbone in Miami. So maybe they're back together.
They just toxically married. That's all that is.
And I think it might be like, you know what? I don't want to increase my number. We're really good in this one particular area. It's Valentine's Day. Let's go have a good time and then get out.
Exactly that.
Uh-huh.
All right, this Backstreet Boy is deciding to change his name to Alexander James. I'll tell you who's switching up their image on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.